Awesome. Well, this morning's message that I want to share with you guys is about the longing of the heart. And I think there's some things that the Lord wants to speak to all of us, especially as we look at coming towards the end of being in lockdown. And I know that there's some things that He's wanting to do in this time. Ray spoke earlier about the church being on reset. And I think this is an important time for us to lay hold of and to take forward from this time the important aspects that God wants to create in the body, in our lives individually, and to go forward into the next season and what that is going to look like for the church. So I want to start by looking at Romans. So Romans chapter 8, we're going to jump in at verse 22, and it says, "For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of the body." So all of creation is groaning, and some of what we see in the earth is because of that groaning of the earth. But there's some points I want to bring out here for us personally, and the first one is that delay is not denial. Just because we are longing for something and feel like it's something that even God has for us, but it's not turning up yet, the delay does not mean that it's a no. And we many times need to reassure our hearts of that. And delay really is an invite to pray and to push in more. And don't get disheartened and think, oh, well, it must not be God's will. No, if it's in the Bible, it's God's will. If you've prayed about it, you've got a word from God, go after it. So then it picks up, verse 24 says, "For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees?" And if we see it, we don't need to hope for it. We've got it. Verse 25, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." And I believe this is such a key aspect of what the Lord is doing, that it's hope that gives us the ability to persevere. And that is why I believe the devil loves to get us disheartened, discouraged, all those things. They're all aimed at removing that aspect of hope. So hold on to your hope. Don't let it go. And it's hope that keeps dreams alive. We need that. Otherwise, your dream dies. So the battle really is for hope. And that, I think, is where a lot of people are at because we've been through a shaking time. Many people, even financially, some people have felt that their job has been so secure. Who would have thought that something like tourism in New Zealand would completely disappear? So some of those things have been really shaken in people's lives. And in the midst of it all, we need to know that our hope is secure in a God who does hear and does answer. So let's look at verse 26 now, Romans 8. "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses." Discovered some weaknesses lately? Well, it says, "For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." In other words, our words can't express the fullness of what the Holy Spirit is wanting to express through us. So these groanings and what cannot be uttered really is a reference to the Holy Spirit speaking through us in tongues, because it's not limited to our understanding, it's not limited to our vocab. It's the Holy Spirit being able to give expression to things that are so deep that we can't put them into words. So just some key thoughts here for you. The Holy Spirit overcomes our weaknesses through prayer. And the sad thing is many times when we're feeling weak, we're feeling discouraged, feeling disheartened. It's like, oh, I can't be bothered praying. And again, that's part of the demonic strategy to keep us weak. Weakness is dealt with in the place of prayer. And secondly, before the release of the new, there is a call to prayer. And I know that towards the end of last year and particularly the beginning of this year, I really felt like God was calling us all into a place of prayer. That prayer was to become foremost in what we were pushing into. Even the awareness that I wasn't quite sure what the vision was. It was almost like everything was on hold. And, you know, many times you don't understand something until you can look back. But looking back from this position now, it's been a case of saying, yeah, the emphasis on prayer that was coming through in the body of Christ really was God saying, this is what you need to be doing at this time. You need to be praying and you need to be seeking me for what it is that I want to do in the earth. Okay. So verse 27 flows on from this and says, now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So we get a little bit of a glimpse of the Godhead here, where the Father is searching our hearts, and it's the Holy Spirit that's praying. And there is this alignment, this agreement between heaven and our earth, our natural flesh, our dust, if you like. And it's saying here that the Holy Spirit is interceding for us according to the will of God. When you look in 1 Corinthians 2, it says our mind can't even conceive. We can't even dream up in our wildest imagination what God has prepared. But God knows and the Holy Spirit knows, and he's praying those things. And he wants to pray in you and through you things that you could never, ever think of asking. I've got here in the notes, we are not smart enough to know what to pray. Anybody agree with that? Yeah, we just don't know what to pray. Holy Spirit does. Father sees longing. He sees need. He sees the situation that we're in, but he answers prayer. And sometimes we get confused over the difference. You know, like, you know, why do these things happen? There is a real call to pray. And finally, praying in the Spirit aligns us with the purposes of heaven. There is a purpose. God knows what he's doing. He knows where he's taking us, and he's calling us to pray. And I believe part of that is because God's priority is relationship. So his method is partnership. He could do it all. He doesn't need man. But because he wants that relationship with us and he loves us, he doesn't want to do it by himself. He wants to do it with us and through us. So he calls us to pray so that we can partner with what he's doing in the earth. And again, I really sense at this time that there's a call that, you know, as we're looking at moving out of lockdown and we're moving into the next season, that we need to be praying even more than ever. And allowing the Holy Spirit to pray through us. So I would encourage you to increase praying in tongues. Let the Holy Spirit start praying through things for you regarding your future, regarding the church, regarding where we're going. I love this scripture in Matthew 7. verse 7, it says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Yeah, in one sense, the Bible adds emphasis by repetition. It's like underlying something in bold. So the repetition here is Jesus saying, hey, this is really important. You need to grab hold of this truth. You need to be praying. You need to be asking and seeking and knocking, because that's how you receive. And if you're not doing these things, you're not going to be receiving what you're wanting. So there's that aspect to it. But I believe that there's also another aspect of this, which I want to just kind of look at in closing here, that there's a difference between asking and seeking and knocking. And it's really highlighted for us the best in the scripture that we'll look at in a couple of seconds, but let me highlight it here for you. We ask for what we need, we seek for what we long for, and we knock for what we cannot access. So again, the scripture that I mentioned we were going to is this one in Matthew 6, verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We don't ask for the kingdom, we seek the kingdom. But the things that we need, we simply ask for. Jesus goes on to talk about, you know, if a son asks a father for bread, will he give him, you know, a stone or a snake or anything bad? No. So the things that we need, we're not to worry about those things and go seeking after them. We're simply to ask a good Father who provides for all of us. But when it comes to the kingdom, we're to seek the kingdom, because it's in seeking the kingdom that we take on the characteristics of the kingdom. So seeking is something that's so much different from asking. You can just ask and, oh yeah, thank you, I receive. But when you seek, there's a longing, there's a pushing in. And in the process, it actually changes us. So let's look at these levels of longing, if you like, and these levels of how we're meant to respond. So need, we simply ask. It's already been provided for, and we receive by faith. All the promises of God are yes and amen. God has already said yes to every need that you have. And all that we have to do is just receive and say thank you. That's the first one. But then desire is something that we seek after, we pursue. It involves a process. And I believe that there's some things that are in people's hearts at the moment. And God's saying there's more than just asking for this. If you really want it, you're going to have to pursue it. You're going to have to press in for it, because it's in your process of pursuing that you take on the characteristics, you take on the very nature of the thing that you're wanting to go after. And I believe that there are some people who have been disappointed because you've been asking for some things and they've not been showing up. And it's like, why? I've been asking God. And I believe that the Lord's wanting to say to some people, you need to step beyond asking and you need to start seeking. Because as you seek, who you are is going to come into alignment with who I am and what I have for you. So my encouragement for you is, yes, ask for your need, but seek for the kingdom. Because God's got some things there for you, and he wants to have you journey into what he has for you. And then The last area has to do with purpose and dreams, and it's a whole area of knocking. We have to knock on some things because some of the things that we are wanting to go after requires breakthrough. Some of the things that we're wanting to go after, they're supernatural. We can't do it. And unless we start knocking, and unless we start realizing that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force, and the dreams that you hold in your heart, they're going to take some perseverance, persistence. They're going to have to take dealing with opposition. When the Israelites came to take the land, there were giants in the land. And some said, oh, too much for us. No, we're just grasshoppers. We can't go in there. And they never did. And I think that there are, again, some people who, you've got some things in your heart and years are going by and you're not seeing them. Well, I believe there's an aspect where you need to start knocking. You need to start saying, I'm going to see breakthrough in this area. And there is some opposition you're going to have to deal with. Paul has it in this scripture here in 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Doors are something that God opens, and many times there is a fight for it. And again, I believe that there's some people who you need to recognize that what you've got on the inside of you, you're not going to see until you fight. You're going to have to pick up the sword of the Spirit. You're going to have to pick up what God has said about you and for you, and you're going to need to push in because God wants you to walk through that door. But it's not going to happen by you sitting back and simply asking. There's going to have to be that knocking. So in closing, I would encourage you, it's a time of prayer. It's a time to ask. It's a time to seek. It's a time to knock. And I believe it's time to let the Holy Spirit pray through us in a greater measure. And also to even, you know, if I got here in finishing, to ask the Holy Spirit, what am I meant to be praying into at this time? Let's not waste this season. The season is going to finish. Let's not waste it. And how does ask, seek, knock apply to me? Am I seeking things that I should just be asking for? If you're seeking financial blessing, if you're seeking some of those things that are basic needs, some of those things you simply need to ask and receive. They're a matter of trust. God's already provided it for you. He's already said yes, just receive. Seek, know the things that you're meant to be going after. What are the things that you're meant to be pursuing? And then for some of you, I believe God wants you to kick it up a notch and to know that there are some things, if you want breakthrough, you're going to have to start knocking on a door. You're going to have to deal with the opposition. You're going to have to deal with the insecurity. You're going to have to deal with all the lies that say, no, you can't go through that door. And you need to start knocking because God wants to open doors for people in the season that we're coming into. I believe God's got breakthrough for so many people, but we need to know how to ask, how to seek, and how to knock. Because we're coming into an amazing season in God. And the season that we are in now is preparation for that time.